have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. Thank you so much for joining us all today on the Just For You podcast. Listen, this is a beautiful day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited because the Lord has brought us back another week. Come on. Have you thought about, you didn't have to wake up this morning, but you did. For that, we give him praise. We give him glory. We give him honor. There is no one like him. Listen, I'm excited you took time out of your schedule to just listen in to every listener, whether you're listening live or later by the replay. We love you. We appreciate you and thank you for being so kind to listen in every week. We appreciate your time and we appreciate you. To our wonderful CEO, all our visitors of Elation Radio, we send greetings to you, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, as well as to all of our Elation family, and to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you for your love and your support. Wow, that's all I can say. And of course, to the guest of honor. Listen, do you recognize none of this could be done without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I want you to just think about that right there. We honor the presence of our Father, our elder brother, Jesus Christ. We say thank you for stopping by and looking in upon this podcast, as well as everyone uplifting the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is to be honored. We say thank you. I want you to know, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed, listen carefully, to, hallelujah, encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living and soul winning, compassion and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, before we begin our exhortation, I just want to take time out. This is Women's History Month. I want to say to every woman listening in, God bless you on being a history maker. What do you mean? Some of you may feel like you haven't made any history. I want you to know, if you're a mother, you're a history maker. You gave birth to another legacy and generation. And Lord knows it is difficult to just be able to give birth. Come on. There is pain involved. There is so much attached with that. But beyond that, being born, understanding who you are, understanding life is inside of you, and breathing each and every day, learning to make a difference in this world in some aspect, makes you worthy of our Women's History Month. I want to honor today two beautiful women that have touched my life, and that is my mother, Mary Jean Hodges, who gave birth to me, two other siblings, carried herself worthily before the Lord. She was a praying woman, a woman who loved my dad, who loved her children, who was community bound. She was an avid supporter of the March of Dimes. She would walk up and down our neighborhood to make sure donations was given to that organization. In addition to that, she served faithfully in our local church. She served faithfully with family. She served faithfully with our neighbors. And she built community with her cooking. Can you understand that? She made her gift of cooking a ministry. Whenever there was a funeral, she was able to support by supporting with a dish. And do you know, it brought love to that family. Not only did she utilize her cooking for our for funerals, but for our friends, when those would come and they would be at our home, dinner was always welcome to them. She not only cooked and used her gifts, she was a wise woman. When I say she could tell you how to make a recipe, but most of all, she could give you the word of God. I honor my mother on today, Mary Jean Hodges. I also honor our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. I'm telling you, she is a force to be reckoned with. She is a beautiful daughter, a mother. She has a powerful influence in this community and abroad. Kimmy, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, has a lot of hats to wear, but her faith in God keeps us all grounded and connected as the Elation family. She also has a background in business and, listen, in taxes. If this is tax season for you, you may want to reach out to Dr. Kimmy Robinson. She is phenomenal, not only in her business and also her accounting background. She is a phenomenal woman of vision. When I say she supports all of our 24 plus podcasts, she's always available for all of us that continually serve with her. She's opened up opportunities for us in various aspects to allow community to be a very strong part of the Elation Radio. I need you to understand, this woman is quiet. She really doesn't like the hoopla in interviews. She probably is going to get me, but guess what? It's Women's Month, and we love her that much. We want you to know, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, we're appreciative of all of you, all that you present to our lives, our communities, your family, and all that you're attached to. I love you dearly. I'm sure our Elation family feels the same way. Just thank you for all that you add to the lives of so many who never always get a chance to see our faces as a part of Elation Radio, but your presence is always there. Thank you so much, and congratulations to you for being a woman history maker. Now, let me share with you before we start our exhortation just how important it is to celebrate others. So many times people want to be celebrated, but they never take the time out to celebrate others. Would you do this for me? On this week, I know it's Women's History Month. I know as believers we're doing so many things, but would you take time out to celebrate a woman this week that you know are faithful and they continue to show love, add to their communities, their churches, their leadership roles, whatever capacity they may serve in. Would you please take the time out to make sure that you celebrate them? I don't care if it's a phone call, a Facebook post, a LinkedIn post. I want you to make an intentional effort to say thank you to so many of the people that have been inspirational in your life. And when we do that, only are their lives fulfilled and appreciative of the service they've given, but you have been blessed to be able to serve. So do that for us on this week. Now, we want to talk about a woman in the Bible who had great leadership, wonderful humbleness, and yet understood the power of her gift. We're going to be talking about Deborah on today. I want you to get your Bibles. We're going to be studying from Judges, the fourth chapter. I will be reading from the King James Version. Hallelujah, glory to God. It begins as such, "And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time." Let's stop right there. There was a woman in charge. 5. "And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw towards Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go." Let's stop right there. What is he saying? The leadership, character, integrity, and excellence of Deborah was worthy to have her with him. Why? Because he trusted in her wisdom. He trusted in her anointing of God. He trusted that she would do him good and not evil. He was so concerned and yet so convinced that he knew if he went, he would have a victory, but he wanted to share that victory with Deborah. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou hast taken shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali and to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Now, Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zaanan, which is by Kadesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, was gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him from Harosheth, and the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. Stop right there. I need you to understand there is nothing like a word from the Lord given by someone trusted with the anointing of God on their life. In this case, it was Deborah. She was well trusted. She understood the word. She heard the voice of the Lord. She was a praying woman. He could trust her with great things. And because he could trust her, the Lord, with great things, she could lead Barak. I want to ask you today, in the trusting of the Lord, does he trust you? Is he able to share intimate details with you to give you an assurance of victory for someone's life, for someone's home, for someone's finances, for someone's ability to thrive? Is God using you in the capacity of which he's trusted Deborah? Let's continue on. And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his hosts and the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the hosts unto Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, and there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said unto her, give me, pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him drink and covered him. And he said unto her, stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee and say, is there any man here, that thou shalt say no. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took a hammer in her hand and went softly unto him and smote the nail into his temples and fastened it to the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him and said unto him, come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, the king of Canaan. Listen, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. I want you to know on today, you may be fighting against some things. There might be some kind of struggle in your life. First of all, I want to make sure you understand, as believers, we are not immune from problems. We are not immune from trouble. We are not immune from the things that will cause us a lot of pain. What we do have as a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ is an assurance of his word, is a promise of victory. The Bible continually reminds us in Romans 8:28, a very familiar scripture, and we know, not thought, presume, but we know all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. There are some steps there that when we claim this particular scripture that we have to look at. One, it is to be sure that we're in relationship with the Lord. It is vital to have a covenant and a covering in him. How do you obtain this covering? Through the word of God, through your commitment of giving him your life, your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul, subjecting to his word. As you say yes to him to lead, guide, and direct you, you allow him to have total access of your life. When you give him total access of your life, you hear intently, you see clearly, and you understand profoundly. This is a promise of becoming a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. One-sided relationships never work. In everything we should attain to do, if we are in relationship, it should be mutual. It should be of like-mindedness and understanding. It should give us the understanding that in this relationship, here are the terms thereby. When we enter into a relationship with the Lord, the terms are simply give him your life, repent of your wrongdoing, accept the changes that come into your life in regards of living righteously and holy. It means that we must lay down things that don't please him. If you backbite, lay it down. If you do things that displease him, such as turning your back on him, or not believing, or not allowing yourself to be fulfilled with his promises because you have different thinking. How do we know what the promises of God are? We read the word of God. Whenever you hear that I'm reading, I'm going to give you a scripture reference. I'm going to give you the scriptures. You follow it. You can go back and read it. You can break down in your notes. Why is this important? Because you know then that the word of God is true. It is vital as a believer that we take on the character of God. We cannot know his character if we don't know him. Remember at the beginning of the podcast, I talked about my mother. It was effortless to me because I knew her. What did I know about her? The characteristics I shared with you, who she was as a woman. She was a wife. She was a mother. She's a daughter. She was a lot of, however, what was vital and essential to her life is the way she lived. She was a woman of faith that loved the Lord. She gave herself unselfishly to my dad and my siblings. She shared in her church life, her community, and all that she gave her heart to, it was in love. And because of that, her lifestyle and what she lived before me helped mold me into the woman of God I am today. You talk about a woman that made history. Believe this in everyone that we read about that is a history maker. There's also unknown facts that haven't always been put in the case. What do I mean? Besides her love and her commitment, we can talk about how unselfishly she gave of herself to so many. Did she have to know you? No. Was she able to use her gifts for the kingdom? Yes. Did she do it with honor and caring? Yes. I want you to be assured that when you serve, and that is the key word, that you keep in mind, serving should be unselfish. It should be giving of yourself that others would see the good works that you have and glorify your Father in heaven. I talked about Dr. Kimmy Robinson, her character, her lifestyle, her gifts, her assignments, how she uses them to transform others that they may come to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is honorable, giving of her time, in addition to her own family, her own community, all of the things that she does to say yes to God, and here am I. I am a history maker. I believe that I was born for such a time as this. I was given to my mom and my dad, trained by various church leaders, family members, community leaders, and those that took an interest in my life, that I would be able to share this gospel with you on today. Why is that important? Because I never forget to say thank you. I love to celebrate others because that is truly an anointing from God. I do it with love, because I truly and genuinely care, not just about the people we celebrate, but people, because we're all created by God, and many are coming into the kingdom of God. I need you to be assured today that you are valuable, you are loved, you are cared for, and there is room at the cross for you. If you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, and you choose to live a better life and want to be in commitment and covenant with him, we offer the kingdom to you. Require you repenting of your sins and saying yes to the Lord. At that moment, you become saved. But it doesn't end there. You need to find a Bible-believing church, connect yourself with other believers, connect with Bible studies and learning how to stay sustained in the Word of God. You need to make it known to others that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You need to also understand that in receiving him, you're going to face trials. You're going to face tribulations. How you handle that is through the Word of God. Will you always get everything right? You will not. Will you always say yes to everything that the Word tells you? You may not. But as you grow in Christ, you see the hunger and the thirst that is necessary to remain in relationship. You don't want to begin any relationship half-hearted or not fulfilled. None of us want to be empty. Aren't you grateful that he loved you enough to give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a mouth to speak, a heart that is receptive, and be able to share with others the goodness of the Lord? Never take for granted your ability to receive from him. You are a work of process and progress. Process and progress. I am a work of process and progress. We grow in the Lord. Remember, perhaps you are saved. Remember when you were first saved? What were the key things on your heart and on your mind? Did you see yourself doing all of the things that you're doing today? Or did it come over time? What am I saying? Don't beat yourself up over what you don't understand and know right now. Keep praying. Keep holding on. Keep looking to the hills from whence cometh your help. All of your help cometh from the Lord thy God. And if you need someone else to walk aside with you, alongside with you, seek the face of the Lord to ask him, who is it that you can call upon? Why is that important? Because too often in a case of an emergency or in a case where we feel we need spiritual guidance, we don't consider seeking the Lord. But if we seek him first, the Bible says, all these things shall be added unto you. All of these things shall be added unto you. Remember today that Deborah was a great leader. She did great things. She made victory come alive through a word that she received from the Lord. She talked to the Lord. May I encourage you to know, whatever you seek to do, whatever plans you have, lay them on the altar before the Lord. Pray and seek his guidance. Don't do anything in and of yourself, because the end result may appear good, but if God, as a believer, you want him to approve it. I share with you today, not only are you loved and valuable, but you are going to be accountable for the gifts that you have. Make sure you pray and seek the Lord about every gift you have, how to use it, when to use it, who to use it with, who not to use it with, and know that you need to wait on him for his answer. Put a word on it. Ask the Lord to lead and guide you for everything you're doing, that he may be glorified. These principles are important. I want to say to you today, I know we're celebrating women this month, but men, you are valuable. You are needed. We love you. We appreciate you. We respect you. And those men that are growing into being who they need to be, if we would continually pray and ask the Lord to help them, develop them, strengthen them, and give them a life that he desires for them to have, to remind them they are kings, and to remind them that they were given dominion, but to teach them, Lord, how to use it wisely, how to be the king of the home, chief apostles and to do the things they need to do, not just in word only, but to live a life worthy unto you, Lord. Our prayer for men should include, if they're selfish, to help them to become selfless. If they are uncaring, to teach them how to care through the word of God, that they become stronger. And Lord, help all of our fathers, brothers, our loved ones, our families, our friends, even enemies, for men to know how to love and respect women. You created women fragile for men to treat us as the weaker vessel, not weak, which means we're not to be thrown into everything. We're not to be treated unkindly, but in love. If we're going to celebrate women, we need for men to understand how to love us, how to respect us, even if we're not your mother, even if we're not your significant other, but because God created us in the way he did, that you respect us with the love that he's shown through his word, the love that he gives us as women each and every day. And if men will do that, they will be honored. They will be loved on. They will be what God created them to be. So we have two challenges on this month. Let's celebrate women and let's be intentional about it. We also want to pray for our men in our lives and men in general, that they will be able to do what is necessary, that God can get the glory. Wouldn't it be beautiful to see these prayers come to pass? Wouldn't it be awesome to watch God as women genuinely celebrate one another, that they have mutual respect for each other, and that God be glorified? Even challenge yourself. If your circle is only one culture, challenge yourself to get to know someone in mutuality of a different culture. Also, ask God to bless your neighborhood, bless your church family. We often pray for our church families, but we can leave our neighborhoods out. Let's change the trajectory of that. Let's pray for our families, church families, our neighborhoods, our schools. We want to pray for hospitals. We want to pray for everything vital to our lives, that God get the glory. I pray this week's exhortation has strengthened you, given you peace, given you understanding that God himself loved women. And he also understood they had a role of leadership. It wasn't to denounce men. It was given in the empowerment of who they are. And if the world could see it that way, we would find more favor and love upon women. But here's our chance, as we said in our challenges and in our charges for this month, that we make a difference in all that we see and know by teaching others how to love. And it starts with us celebrating women on this month. It starts with us praying for men and praying God's will be done. And let's not ever forget to continue to pray for the salvation of our loved ones, family, friends, our enemies. Pray for salvation of those that God lays on your heart. In doing so, you will have gems and your crown for the kingdom. Did you know every soul that comes in will be as a gem in your crown? I want to be bling blinging. Hands cocked to the side. Can't hold it up because it is my sincerest heart to serve the Lord, that the kingdom can be enlarged by his word through the souls that say yes to him. I want to thank you for listening to this week's exhortation. It is truly a blessing to my heart. I'm excited that you have listened in, and I pray that these words have encouraged you and strengthened you, that you will take these charges and continue to help build our lives to become a better place in him. Remember always, if you have not received the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, continue to seek his face for guidance. Continue to ask him for grace and mercy and forgiveness, that you can become all that he wants you to be. There is a plan for your life. And as believers, we choose to accept the plans of the Lord. We choose to accept the plans of the Lord. Listen, January is gone. February is gone. We're now in the month of March. Look how quickly this year is coming through. I want you to be mindful of your time, mindful of your life, mindful of your prayer life, mindful to let every day count, every minute count. Be thankful whether you go through something that has pleased you or if there's trouble. As a believer, he's going to meet us wherever we are. Not only is March Women's History Month, March is also the beginning of spring. So listen, we've gone through winter with the grace of God. We never know what the weather's going to be like because he controls the weather, God. But at the end of the day, spring is a time we all look forward to for lightening of coats and all the heavy winter wear and experiencing beautiful showers, the sun, and as well as this beautiful time to be able to enjoy the warmer months. It is that way in our spirits as well. As we prepare for spring, we want to prepare for a life that is lighter in him by transferring all of our pain over that he can give us joy in the midst of these season changes. Now, I want to let you know, if this is your birthday month, the month of March, we celebrate you. We celebrate Women's History Month. If you've had a new baby, Kiki Palmer just gave birth to her son. God bless you. We have so many people that are experiencing beautiful and great things. We at Elation Radio, and just for you, celebrate your birthday, anniversary, getting a job, maybe a new vehicle, maybe starting a business. Whatever you've done, we celebrate you on Elation Radio. I want you to know there are times when it's not so good. Maybe there's heartbreak. Maybe there's so many things that have gone on. We want to recognize and pray for the family of John Wright. His mother passed away. We want you to know that we love you. She was a beloved educator. Please lift the Wright family up. Maybe your loved one has passed away, or there's a sickness or an affliction. There might be something else going on. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We want you to be aware that you matter and we care. We also want you to know there's a time we can be in need. In doing so, we have resources. The St. Louis County Library offers services that are beneficial to those that are disabled, as well as those that are in person. There are also offerings online. They have what we call flow kits. These are kits that are prepared for women, for them to be able to have something if you're on the go and maybe you've had an accident. Women, we know what that is. There are locations that carry flow kits. You would have to call them in advance, ask about these products. They will be able to supply them to you. For mothers and young families or single fathers, there are diapers that are given to you at the St. Louis County Library. If you are in need, call your nearest branch and ask them regarding of the diapers, and they will provide them to you. After school, there are meals that are given to children school age up to the age of 18 at your nearest county. For more information, you can contact them at SLCL, that's St. Louis County Library .org, SLCL.org. We also often tell you about United Way. In the St. Louis area, you can dial them at 211. They offer resources and referrals for needs that you may have. Please contact them at 211, or they are a national organization as well across the United States. You can also look up United Way on your web. We have the Urban League, STL, that's Urban League, STL, ULSTL.com. You can look them up. They have over 60 programs that I'm told, and also various entities, community events. They are known for their food drives and scholarships and special programming. Please, if you have a need, perhaps you have a son, they have a Saving Our Sons program where they specifically deal with the needs of men. There are housing opportunities. There are other programs that are able to meet your need. Please look up ulstl.com. Also, we want to remind you that on Mondays, you can see and commune with us at Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Don and Michelle Wright at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook. On Wednesdays, meet us back here at Elation Radio. We are excited to be here for the Just Podcast, and it's with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please put these things on your calendars, as well as every fourth Friday, the Women of Elation will be on Clubhouse. Yes, I said it, Clubhouse. We will come together bringing the Word of God, business savvy, and community advice. Please join us. We want you to be a part of our group. You download Clubhouse, join the From Ashes to Beauty group, and it will give you information, timings, but please join us every fourth Friday of the month. We will have a speaker of the month, and again, topics that will bless you. Please join us at 9 p.m. that's Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for more information, please download Clubhouse if you don't have it. Then search for From Ashes to Beauty, join the group, and you'll learn more information about us. As usual, every podcast that we have on Elation Radio, you can hear us live at our slotted times, but for whatever reason, if you need to listen to the replay, you can listen to it on various digital platforms. Not only that, please, there are other podcasts, other happenings that we have for Elation Radio. We look forward to sharing that information with you and want you to be well aware of what's going on in your community, in your faith-based areas. We want you to be informed. So if you'd like to send us your community announcements, you can send them to me at Michelle Wright, MichelleWright, on Facebook. I will gladly get them, your prayer requests, whatever you'd like to send us, and we will read your announcement during the podcast at the end. We appreciate the value that our community partners have, you, the listeners have, the stakeholders of Elation Radio. We appreciate the time that you give us each and every week. We don't take it for granted. We also want you to be aware of also what's happening in our world. Let's continue to lift up the president of these United States, our vice president. I want us to pray for our world leaders, pray for every entity that affects us in this world. See, I believe where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. Things can change through prayer. We've watched it over and over and over again. And if it can happen as we pray together, it certainly can happen when you pray and are in relationship with him. Don't ever diminish the power of your relationship with the Lord. Always look to the hills from whence cometh your help. I often say it because all of our help as believers come from the Lord. He's so gracious and faithful that he causes the rain and the sun to shine on us all, whether you believe or not. But the grace of him to keep us from day by day and to keep us in our right minds. And for those that are afflicted and going through healing, we are believing God for your total healing, divine healing, that you may be again strengthened and healed in totality. We want you to know that we love you and appreciate you all. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, please share the podcast. We want others to hear the good news, and we also want them to be informed. Please remember to celebrate a woman this month. Please remember to pray for our men. And please, whatever you do, follow the Lord with intensity, care, and be prepared to serve. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. All right? This has come to the end of another podcast. We thank you for listening in. We're going to pray out that the Lord will continually bless you and keep you. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for being here, for having your divine will and way. Thank you for showing up and showing out. Thank you for helping us through everything. Thank you for Elation Radio. Thank you for Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for every partner. Thank you for people that want to hear your gospel. Thank you, oh God, for opening doors and closing doors. Thank you, Lord, for healing on today. Thank you, Lord, for comforting those that have lost loved ones on today. We ask, oh God, that you hear unspoken requests, maybe what's on the heart of the believers and those that have yet to come into the body of Christ. Maybe it has not been prayed. We believe that you are the hearer and answerer of our prayers. Please listen. Please hear our cries on today. We know you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the great I Am. You are everything we need and more. We pray for the salvation of those that have not said yes. We pray for the men, oh God, on today, asking you to heal them, strengthen them, comfort them, bring to remembrance who you created them to be, and allow them to understand how to take care of women on today. I pray, oh God, for women as we celebrate Women's History Month or Her Story Month. Whichever way they say it, may we understand the empowerment you've given women and that women are called to lead. And as they're called to lead, may they never forget that you created us to not only be strong, but to be able to call on you, to be able to live in you, and to be able to do great and mighty things in you. Will you lead us all, guide us, and protect us? Forgive us all of our sins, all those things that may have been said or done, knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive us, oh God, and then give us a heart to forgive, that we hold no grudges, that we allow it to go, that you can be glorified. And then, Lord, we ask that you look over our seniors, look over the children, look over our entire world, our neighborhoods, our family, friends, and enemies. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining me, the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. Until next time, we love you and hope to hear you here again soon. God bless you. Hallelujah.
I'm not afraid to worship you, Lord. I lift my hand.
Blessed name.